beautiful night.
Oh, yes. We caught the moon and the trees and Elizabeth McNulty, who apparently died when she was the same age I am.
Makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
So does enjoying a meal at a well-lit restaurant, but here we are.
You aren't scared, are you?
Of ghosts? No. Of you, a little bit.
I'm sorry I've upset you. I shouldn't have asked so many questions.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, maybe it's good you got us talking about this stuff.
Well, look at that. Even when I'm causing problems, I make the world a better place. Next, why don't we tackle your penchant for whining and Penny's love of the old glug glug?
Sheldon, I think we're good for now.
Very well. So does this mean you'll finally pick a wedding date?
Here we go again. Why is everyone so concerned with us setting a date? Look, we're committed to each other. We're happy. A ceremony isn't going to change anything.
So you're never getting married. It's his whining, isn't it?
Sheldon, I'm not a whiner.
It's amusing that he doesn't hear it.
All she's saying is we are in love, so it doesn't matter if we get married tomorrow or a year from now or 50 years from now.
Ew, 50? We'll be old and gross.
Yeah, but we'll be old and gross together.
My aunt and uncle were married 63 years. Towards the end, it was like watching cheese melt.
I'm free tonight.
You saying you want to get married?
Vegas isn't that far away.
I'm in. Let's do it.
After all these years, I'm really happy for the two of you.
Oh, thank Thanks. You.
Now get out of my spot. Ernie, Stuart just pulled up.
So remember, the key is to be firm, show no weakness.
Right.
Good luck. Should have told you my middle name.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you got a minute?
Sure. Let me just put this stuff in the fridge. I felt bad for finishing your yogurt, so I bought more. And Howard, your favorite fruit is in season. Crunch berries.
Don't let that sway you.
It's hard not to. They taste so much better than real berries.
What's up?
So, we need to talk.
You okay?
I think we should talk.
Is everything okay?
Well, you've been living here a while now.
I know. I may sell comic books at work, but the real superhero's sitting right in front of me.
Yeah.
His middle name is David. Go.
Look, I care about you a lot, but we are very different people.
Are you breaking up with me?
No, no. I'm just pointing out that you're dark on the inside and I'm dark on the outside.
So anyway, what I'm trying to say is...
You need to take that?
It's just my dad probably calling to wish me a happy birthday. I'll call him back. You were saying?
Look, Raj... Be honest with me. If you want to end things, just do it. Don't expect me to do it for you.
End things? I'm trying to tell you that I love you.
Happy birthday to you.
There's a Denny's in Vegas you can actually get married in.
Doesn't sound very romantic.
Yeah, but we could get heart-shaped pancakes.
I'm sure we'll find a decent chapel.
Yeah. This is crazy!
I know!
It'll be
People are gonna be mad.
Maybe, but this isn't about them. It's about us.
It is. It is about us.
You know what the best part is? We took our time. I mean, we met, we were friends for a couple years, and then we got together, and then we got untogether, and then we worked out all our problems, and now we know everything about each other. We can just go forward with no surprises and no regrets.
Right, no surprises.
And no regrets.
Well, there's one thing I feel I should tell you.
What?
You know, so we can go into this with no secrets between us.
What?
Remember a couple years back when I was on that research ship in the North Sea?
Yeah?
Okay, well, there was a lot of drinking and craziness going on.
You told me.
Okay, well, there was this girl.
What did you do?
Nothing. Really. It was just kissing.
And then what?
And then nothing. I stopped it. But it still bothers me. And I wanted you to know.
All right.
Did you ever do anything like this since
you've
been
never.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, can I ask you a question? Why are you telling me this now?
Well, like I said, we're about to get married. And I want a clean slate. No secrets.
Really? Because to me, it seems like we're about to get married and you're trying to sabotage it.
Would you rather I didn't tell you?
No, I don't want there to be secrets between us.
See, now I'm confused. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Keep your mouth off other women.
I can do that. You know, from now on, this mouth, you and food, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah?
Look, I'm not happy this happened, but I think I can get past it. I mean, we weren't engaged at the time, and it was just kissing.
Right.
Just kissing.
It wasn't even very good. She was a smoker. I'd just been seasick.
Okay, that's enough. Stop talking.
So, we're still getting married.
Yes.
Because we love each other.
Yes.
And it's the happiest day of our life.
Don't push it.
Hello.
Hello. Listen, I've been thinking a lot about relationships and how difficult they can be. And
I've been thinking about them too, Sheldon. Being your girlfriend is so challenging, emotionally, physically. I've been incredibly patient for years.
Strongly disagree. Go on.
Okay, well, this isn't easy to say because I love you, but I need some time to take a step back and reevaluate our situation.
Oh.
I hope you understand.
Okay.
Bye, Sheldon.
Well, Gollum, you're an expert on rings. What do I do with this one?